You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Hey, and welcome. It is episode number 15 of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business. First, let's start with the vitals. My name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot. I author The Marketing Spot blog, which can be found at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. My company website is themarketingspot.com. You can find this podcast, Power to the Small Business, on iTunes and also on Zoom. Just search my name, Jay Arrett. E-H-R-E-T is the last name. Or you can just search Power to the Small Business on iTunes and on Zoom. Today's topic is the coming mobile revolution via your mobile device, which is most commonly your mobile phone. Our guest is Holly Coleman. She's the curator of the Mobi Enthusiast blog. However, before we get started, let me remind you that as I record this episode, number 15, in July of 2008, we are right in the middle of the Build Your Marketing Plan series on the Marketing Spot blog. It's a series of 8 lessons on how to build a small business marketing plan step by step. Each lesson includes a blog post, a slide cast, and worksheet downloads. This is the real deal. I'm not selling you anything. Most of the material is what you would find if you attended my full-day workshop called DIY Marketing for Small Businesses. And as I record this podcast, we are halfway through the series. But because it's a blog, you can just start right from the beginning. It's all saved for history. Just go to the blog, themarketingspot.blogspot.com, and look in the sidebar in the July 2008 archives, and there you will find everything. Okay, now the mobile revolution. This is not like the American Revolution or the French Revolution, because this is worldwide, as in the World Wide Web. At the end of last year, I remember sending an audio comment to Mitch Joel's 6 Pixels of Separation podcast, which Mitch was kind enough to play. I think it was on the last show of the year. And I commented that while I thought mobile marketing was going to be big, I just wasn't sure 2008 would be the year of mobile marketing. Turns out, so far, I'm right. There are plenty of people doing mobile marketing now or dabbling at it. A lot of it is based on texting promotions and viral gimmicks, but as a whole, the mobile marketing industry has not arrived yet. In fact, if you ask 3 different mobile marketing companies what mobile marketing is, you are likely to get 3 different answers. Mobile marketing will be big, just not yet, and just not text. That's because it's missing a primary component, the mobile web. Wait a minute, mister. Don't we have a web? It's called the World Wide Web. Maybe you've heard of it. Well, yes, I have. But get ready for its baby sister, growing up fast and soon to start going into puberty. And when it does, watch out, because everyone will want to go out with her. So we had better prepare ourselves. And luckily, we have someone who knows the mobile web and is very passionate about the mobile web. So let's talk to the Mobi enthusiast.
We go to the Skype line now, where we are joined by Holly Coleman in San Diego. She is also known as Mobi Enthusiast. You can find her on Twitter at Mobi Enthusiast, and you can find her website at MobiEnthusiast.mobi. Holly, welcome to the big show.
Thanks, Jay. Nice to be here.
Holly and I got to know each other through the blogs, her blog and my blog, as we talked about the mobile internet and where mobile marketing is going in the future. And Holly has built herself very quickly quite a reputation as a mobile web specialist, a mobile web expert, and just what's happening on the mobile internet. First of all, Holly, maybe the good place to start is, what is the mobile internet? Isn't the internet the internet? What is the mobile internet?
Well, you know, Jay, that's something that's developing as we speak. The mobile internet is available on your computer, so there is some crossover. But a mobile internet, for the most part, is very concise information for customers to be able to see the most important details of your business on their phone. So if somebody, for example, is waiting for a commuter train, or if somebody is waiting for an airplane, they can look up and do research on their phones, on the internet, and if you've got a presence on the mobile web for what they're searching for, then maybe they'll find you.
Now, you said it's developing. When is it going to get here?
Well, it's already starting to get here. We have some rather well-known large companies that have mobile websites right now, and some of the smaller businesses are starting to develop their sites. So it's becoming pretty populated pretty quickly.
What does it mean to business owners, especially small business owners, the mobile internet? Is it something they need to pay attention to? Is it going to be that different from the regular internet? What does it all mean to small businesses?
Well, for a small business, it's a really great opportunity to get yourself ranked pretty highly in the search engines at this early stage in the game, especially if you use a domain name that ends in .mobi, Mobi, because those are names that are just now being populated on the Internet, and those are names that also tend to do fairly well in Google. For example, I have made some domain names into websites, and before I was even finished with them, I looked at my statistics page and I saw that Google had already been there trying to index my site. So it's wide open right now, I would have to say.
So one of the early benefits of jumping on the mobile internet right now is your site will get indexed early by Google, and later on you'll have all that search engine juice before everybody else starts jumping on the bandwagon then.
Absolutely. I think that's the biggest positive I could say right now, because the iPhone is... Well, of course, with the new iPhone being introduced, is getting a lot of attention. And prior to that, in the United States, a lot of people did not know that they could go on the Internet on their phone. And in other countries, they've been doing it for years. But here, the iPhone is what's letting people know that they can do that. And there are some other phones that are very similar to that are coming out. But really, if you develop your website properly, and I can give you some resources to do that later, it should be able to be seen on pretty much any mobile phone.
Well, you and I had the chance to have lunch a couple weeks ago when you were in Austin, and we took a look at my blog on my mobile phone with my mobile internet, and it shows all different. It's wacky. It's compressed together. How do we go and start taking some steps to make our websites mobile friendly if mobile internet's going to be so important in the future?
Well, there are some guidelines that you can use and that you can share with whoever you hire to develop your site. One of the things you're going to want to tell the developer is that you want to make sure that the site is developed without the use of tables. And this is where it starts to get a little bit technical, but I'll just give you a couple rules of thumb. You want to make sure you're not using something called frames. But really the most important thing to remember is that there's no way for a user to see anything horizontally beyond the edge of the phone. So you want to make sure that your site is basically long and skinny, and that any graphics that you put in, any pictures or logos or something like that, you want to make sure that it's small, and you want to make sure that it doesn't have a lot of, it doesn't take up a lot of space on the site. So there's actually a site called ready.mobi, ReadyMobi, that gives a lot of these guidelines in detail, and it also gives you a chance to type in your own website to see how it would look on a phone and what kinds of things you would need to change about it to get it to load properly on the phone. So that's a very valuable website.
So do we need to start building our websites now so they're both regular, like desktop friendly and mobile ready? Do we need two different websites, or is it the same website?
Well, you know, there are two different schools of thought on that. Some people think that you need just one website and that it could be automatically detected by the phone if somebody's using, for example, an iPhone. I don't actually agree with that. I know that there is something called auto detection, where your website is supposed to find out if the person coming in is coming in on a computer or on a phone, but it doesn't always work. So I guess my short answer is, if you're developing something for a phone, that you either need to develop it specifically for a mobile device, or in the example of a WordPress blog, or if somebody's using Joomla or Drupal, there are different plugins or modules that can convert the site for you. But they do take extra work. So you're basically building two sites no matter what you do, unless you want it to be just for your desktop or just for the phone.
So you are saying then we need to have... Really, we need to be prepared for two types of websites. And
I would agree with that statement. You don't have to, and a lot of people are arguing that they don't want to, but I think those are the people that are going to find that when people go to their website that their browser freezes on their phone and they just prefer to find somebody else's website. We certainly don't want that to happen to your listeners.
Yeah, no frozen browsers. That can be painful.
Yeah, that's no fun. You have to turn your phone off on again. don't do that.
We don't want to do that. Speaking of the iPhone, I know you are just been very active on the web about this.
It's always very important, I would think, to test your phone, to test your mobile website on a lot of different phones. So maybe you have a BlackBerry, and maybe your friend has an iPhone, and maybe somebody else has just a regular standard mobile phone. You would want to take a look at how your site shows up on these different places so that you know if you want to make, for example, a picture a little skinnier, or if you want to have fewer words on your page. That's pretty important.
Wow, that seems a little too complicated for me. Or you think there's going to be some standards coming in the future?
There are some standards that exist right now, and the Ready.mobi is actually going under, it's called the W3C, which stands for the World Wide Web Consortium. And you asked me not to be too technical, so that's all I'll say about it. But yes, there are standards that your developer can look at. But I really want to keep this as simple as possible for people who are small business owners. There's one other resource that I'd like to present. It's called site.mobi, site.mobi. And this is for people who are non-technical, can go in and create a mobile website that is fairly basic, that has, you can put some pictures in it, you may be able to put some video in it. Of course, you want your logo, you can have a map to your location. And one other thing that is the beauty of mobile, in my opinion, is something called click-to-call, where there's actual code that you can put in a mobile website where you click on a link and it actually dials your phone. So, for example, if I had a site that that I wanted customers to call me, I would say something like click to call, and then they could click it, and then my phone would ring, and then I could talk to the potential customers right then and there without asking them to get a piece of paper or without asking them to go to their email. Because remember, they're on a phone. It just makes sense that they could just push a button, and there they are without having to go through extra hassle.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I've actually done that. I've seen that feature already and used it from a mobile website, just clicked it, and was able to dial a phone number. What does all this mean for mobile marketing? Holly, we're a marketing blog here. What does it mean for the future of mobile marketing? Is it something that's ever going to become real? I know we hear people talking about, oh, mobile marketing's coming, you got to do mobile marketing. What does the mobile web mean to mobile marketing?
Well, at the moment, that is a question that has not been successfully answered. There are so many different approaches to mobile marketing, and I tend to stick to mobile marketing as it applies to mobile websites. Although there are other kinds of things that you can do as well, such as SMS messaging, which is also known as text messaging, where instead of just having an email list, you can also email to your customers' phones via text message. That's one possibility. Also, banner advertising is very popular. There is there's a site called admob.com. Which allows you to advertise your business on other people's existing mobile websites, which is a very popular service. And there are some others as well. I know Google does have AdWords for mobile as well. But the real questions have been, how do you charge for something like that, and how much should you pay for it? And that's something that hasn't really shaken out yet. It's still a little bit too new in the game. But I would start with AdMob. That's been the consensus of the people that I've talked to. They have had a lot of success with getting people to their websites because AdMob pretty much works only on mobile websites. And the other nice thing about it is it's international in nature. So if you have a company that is global, or if you're local and you'd like to become global, mobile is definitely a good way to go.
But jump a couple years into the future for me. Be a little bit of a prognosticator here. The mobile website, a couple more years to develop. We've got these .mobi sites out there. We've got millions of more mobile devices out there, more mobile phones. And how do you see the mobile web shaking up? How's it going to be used a couple years into the future?
I see a lot of directory sites. I see a lot of just plain text, people looking for things instead of calling directory assistance. I see a lot of classified ads. I see a lot of directories. There's a website right now that tells me a little bit about what I see in the future. And this is a website that's a suburb in New Jersey. It's 07417.mobi. And what I see is I see a lot of local sites that are kind of acting as local yellow pages where people will be able to have their own mobile sites linked in, like a directory would be. with the addition of the click-to-call feature. I see a lot of that. I see that as a great convenience to people who are just with their phone and don't necessarily want to pay for directory assistance. I see a lot of showcase sites with very concise information. You know, you don't get a lot of room on a mobile screen, even the iPhone, which is one of the biggest mobile screens. There's some more sites you can take a look at if you're interested right now. MTLD, M like Mary, T, L like Larry, D like David, .mobi/showcase has showcase sites of a lot of different small businesses, corporate, entertainment, information, investors, real estate, small businesses, as I mentioned, and travel are the categories that they have. And it's basically the quickest information you can get is what you'll see. The best examples I can give you are if you look at ESPN.com and ESPN.mobi. This is the difference that we're going to be seeing in the mobile internet. I foresee computer screens getting a lot bigger and mobile screens getting a lot smaller. So if you look at ESPN.mobi, you can get all of the details of the sports that are going on. And on ESPN.mobi, you might find news headlines, sports headlines, scores. And then the other great comparison site I can give you is weather.com and weather.mobi. Weather.com is a very full-featured site with everything you could ever want to know about weather. It's a meteorologist dream. But if you just want to know if it's going to rain for your business trip, you can go to weather.mobi and just see the details. And so that's really what I see as the future. Lots of really concise, helpful sites that don't necessarily have a lot of bells and whistles on them.
As you were talking, I did pull up those websites. They are quite different, but it also reiterates that maybe, hey, we are going to need two different websites here, especially if you want to be elaborate on your main site. Another way I see this going too, Holly, is, man, Google, I think, is just going to be so important. I can see you out driving around and say, hey, where are we going to go eat? I don't know. Let's type in restaurants in San Diego. And boom, a bunch of restaurant sites are going to come up. I think you need that mobile internet site for people on their mobile phone to say, hey, maybe we want to go eat there. Your restaurant better have a good mobile website then.
I would say so. There's actually, if you look on Mobi Enthusiast, and you look back toward the beginning of the site last November, I believe there's at least one Mexican restaurant in Sacramento. I can't remember the name of it right now. But it gives you a menu and click to call. So how much more convenient is that? I mean, you could be in your office getting ready to decide what you want to have for lunch. Then you can go ahead and go on the mobile website, see their menu, click to call, put in your order, drive to the restaurant, and there it is. It's all waiting for you. I think it's going to be one of those things, Shay, where we never knew what we were missing until we had it. I didn't use Twitter until a couple of weeks ago. I didn't use LinkedIn until this week. And now I'm looking at it going, how did I ever not use it? But that's because, you know, I'm on the marketing side. But think of the internet yourself. I mean, how often do you rely on Google? How often do you rely on them for the maps? How much do you rely on them to look up recommendations? It's the same kind of thing where I personally have been in, let's say I'm in Target and they don't have the kind of product I want. I can go online and I can look at some other stores to see if they have it. It's so convenient. And you definitely want your company to have a little plot of land on the mobile real estate because you never know where it's going to take you. And especially if you have somebody who knows how to do the mobile search engine optimization, somebody who knows how to make that site work on every kind of phone, I think you'll be way ahead of the game.
Oh, great. So now we're going to need mobile search engine optimization too, huh? Hey, nothing against the SEOs out there. All right. Okay, Holly, boil all this down for me because my head is starting to hurt here. Now I got to worry about the mobile
web. Oh, no,
Jay. Give me some things that I need to be doing right now or small business owners need to be doing right now. Give me, say, the top three things we need to be doing right now.
Okay. Let me break it down for you, make it very simple. The first thing you want to do is you want to register your .mobi domain name. And that can be either the name of your business or a keyword that you want to be found under. The second thing you want to do is you want to get a basic site up, either with a developer or by yourself. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to get some traffic so that people know what your site is all about.
Okay, so we go just to the domain registrars and register the .mobi name. Then we have to get ourselves a Mobi developer. and then we have to start getting some traffic. Let me ask you, Holly, because most small business owners, me included, we don't have the time to be doing all this. Do you offer something like this where we can go to you and get this up and running?
Why, yes, Jay, I do. For us, if you go to Mobi Enthusiast, I'll have some packages up to make this really easy, because you're really good at your business. You don't want to have to learn to be a web developer too, and I understand that. So I can hook you up with some developers that I know who are quite good at what they do, and get a package out to get you up and running pretty quickly. And you can either go to MobiEnthusiast.mobi, or you can just go ahead and send me an email, information@MobiEnthusiast.mobi. We'll get you all hooked up.
Okay, I'll put those links up on the blog in the show notes. And if we do want to do it ourselves, you recommended which site to us?
Site.mobi, SITE.MOBI.
For those people who just like to tinker around and build things themselves, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, you don't have to really know a whole lot of code to be able to do a site.mobi website. And then again, if you decide once you get your elbows into it that it's too much for you, shoot me an email and we'll see what kind of help I can give you.
All right. That's Holly Coleman, Mobi Enthusiast. Holly, thank you so much for joining us here on The Big Show today.
Well, thanks, Jay, for inviting me. I really, really appreciate getting a chance to help people out here.
Mobile web. That's Holly Coleman. Thanks, Holly. She's the Mobi Enthusiast. Her website is MobiEnthusiast.mobi. That's spelled M-O-B-I Enthusiast.mobi. M-O-B-I. All the links and the show notes can be found on the Marketing Spot blog. You know, I want to make a prediction here, which may not be good. I have a friend who is pregnant, and I told her I had this vision, and in my vision, I saw her having a little girl. Well, the sonogram came back and she's having a boy. So there's the depth of my prognostication skills. But on this one, so rarely do you get to be on the leading edge of a new frontier. But I think this is one of those times. The mobile internet is going to be such an important part of our lives in the future. And you can be one of the first to get there and stake out your claim. Eventually, almost everyone will have a mobile device, be it a mobile phone or an iPod Touch or something like that. They will be as ubiquitous as computer screens are now, and people will be walking around, driving around, lounging around, and accessing the web from anywhere. If you own a small business, the mobile web will be a fertile battleground for you, and your mobile website will be an important little weapon. The first thing you should do when you get through with this podcast is register your .mobi domain name. That's .mobi. Then go to site.mobi, or call your web developer, or contact Holly Coleman. Do something. Get a mobile website up and running. I already have my domain registered, and Holly is helping me make it mobile ready. As soon as it's up, I'll let you know and you can check it out. Do something. A couple years from now, I'm going to take this podcast out and listen to it and see if I was right. But if I am right, I don't want to have to tell you I told you so. But whether I do or not, that's all the time we have, and that puts a wrap on episode number 15 of Power to the Small Business. Thanks to Holly Coleman, the Mobi Enthusiast. All the show notes and the links to all the websites, including Holly's, are on the blog at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and then catch us next time on the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.